Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
And welcome to this Monday night edition of Mega News Nation. And I say, what's 89 balmy degrees up here? So we got all this bipolar weather coming out here. So last week it was freezing and snowing, so now it's like summertime again. So we can't make up this morning. So anyway, hope
hey,
y'all had a good weekend. Yes, brother. Yes.
Yeah, hey, Joe, do something with your mic, brother. You're 10 candy, something horrible again.
Let me turn it down. How's that? Is that a lot better?
That's a lot better, brother. All right,
go ahead. All right. But anyway, we had a hell of a good weekend up here. We ran and tipped off. They got the message, man. They had to be escorted out by the police. So, and everything was 3,000 of us against 200 of them. So that was pathetic. So anyway, how was it on your neck of the woods, brother?
It is completely fucked up. I'll go into that a little later when we sign off or whatever. But I want to talk, if I can, I want to take a minute and just talk to the folks out there about what we're really facing, all right? Look at California burning, all right? They arrested an arsonist, turned right around, the DA did, released him without bail, and he got busted, set six more fires, all right? It's either you're Democrat and you're leftist and you're socialist at work. These are your blue states. Okay.
And not only that, brother, not only that, there were seven members of Antifa that was also arrested, but the media saying, please say you quit saying it was Antifa when it actually it was. There's proof.
You can't believe anything the fucking press tells you now anyway. I was just flipping through the channels to see what kind of bullshit the mainstream media was fucking blowing. And I hit Fox, and they had one of those little blonde-haired sluts there up there going, oh, well, everybody should wear a mask. It was horrible. They had all these people at the Trump rally. They wasn't wearing masks, and it's for the good of all. So if any of you people listening to Fox News think you're getting any kind of straight scoop, you're full of shit as a Christmas turkey unless it's coming from Tucker or Hannity, all right? Anybody else on there except for Mark Levin is straight up fucking leftist bullshit. Fox News stopped being fair and balanced when they forced Roger Ailes out. Right now, his children, two very left-wing pieces of dog do, are running that outfit, and you can see it. So there you go. And here's something else while I'm on the subject, all right? You Christians, I'm talking directly to you, and if y'all want to be pissed off, go right ahead, be pissed off, because I'm beyond having any fucks to give what any of you think. You can take your, oh, we're praying on it. Oh, God got this. Oh, put on the full armor of God. Let me tell you something. That shit ain't ballistic, all right? All right, God has left the building, all right? There's nothing going on here that is of God. God is not in control of this. God has left the building because y'all are a bunch of fucking cowards, all right? And I sincerely hope with all my heart that y'all die the thousand deaths that every friggin' coward dies. And let me continue for a second. Oh, and if y'all think y'all going to get whisked away, some magic fairy dust or some bullshit before anything bad happens, let me tell you, look at South Africa. Those are good Christian people there. What happened to them? Let me tell you, their farms got burnt. Their wives got raped before they were killed. They were murdered, beheaded. The same thing going on in Africa, the Middle East. So what, y'all think y'all are better than those Christians were? That God's going to magically whisk y'all away because you're American?
Well, what about those young people up there in Afghanistan that were executed for believing in God?
Oh, well, yeah, man. You know, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You better learn mm-hmm. to fight, all right? And, the Bible says thou shalt not kill. Well, let me fucking tell you something, all right? Thou shalt not kill means thou shalt not murder, okay? That's all that is, man. Y'all been listening mm-hmm. to mealy-mouthed bullshit fucking Christian leaders for way too long. Tell me then, why did Jesus and disciples carry swords when they went traveling down the road, huh?
What? Right.
To protect themselves in the What did the Bible say? Oh, somebody breaks into your home. If somebody breaks into your home to steal from you or do you harm, it is not a blood sin to waste their ass, to stack them. Now, if it's after the fact that you get angry when they're gone and you want to go chase them down, that's vengeance, all right? That is a blood sin. So y'all just need to pull your motherfucking little cowardly asses, kids out of your asses, and fucking be Americans, all right? There is no perfect man. Donald Trump's not perfect. I got issues with him on several fucking different things, all right? But you know what? He's the only son of a bitch out there fighting for us. And by us, I mean the American people. The ABC, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, they're all crooked as fuck. Both sides of your fucking government is crooked. The left wing and the right wing belongs to the same bird. Why do you think the Republicans ain't saying a fucking word except for a handful of them? Because they're just as guilty as the friggin' Democrats. And you assholes, I swear to God, man, I swear to God, I'm at the point of financial demise right now. I'm fixing to be ruined, all right? There ain't no fucking way around it. It's just a matter of time, and that time is coming. Very quickly, let me tell you something. When I have to put my animals down, because I'm not going to leave them in a friggin' shelter wondering why Papa abandoned us to be killed, I'm going to put them down. And when that day comes, I am going completely dark, and may God have mercy on all you fucking cowards. Man, as far as I'm concerned, you're enemy combatants too, all right? So when me and the boys are rolling through and y'all go, oh, help us, save us, I'm going to wave at you and go, say a prayer, motherfucker, good luck.
Right, because we warned you. We warned you all long ago what to expect, but nobody would listen, Russell. Nobody would listen. We're sitting here laughing and going, huh, you know? I mean, the fires at California, the minute the governor signed that pedophilia thing into law, guess what? Poof, it got set on fire. I hope the damn state burns down. I really do.
Well, that was anti-fire. That was nothing to God. So don't even go there with bullshit.
No, I'm just saying, though. I just hope the whole damn state burns down. Really
oh, yeah, but that's climate change, but it's only affecting California and Oregon, right? You know, these are the anti-fa arsonists. Oh, and they've gone a step further now. They're running around with chainsaws, cutting down power poles and stuff like that. And these governors are doing nothing, absolutely nothing to stop it. And if you think these brazen, emboldened fucks ain't coming to your neighborhood because nobody has tried to stop them. The whole Democratic Party, well, they've come out and weakly said violence is bad, but it wasn't until the shit started dropping in the polls, all right? To them, it's all political. They don't give a fuck about you one way or another. And like I said, I've got issues with President Trump on some things. He damn sure ain't a perfect man, but neither you or I or any of you ladies sitting there on Sunday on the front row of church with your pompous fucking Pharisee bullshit. It's all about the law. You're not hearing a damn word of what's being said. Wow. I'm sorry, bro. I am just fucking pissed beyond anything.
Well, you know, the truth needs to be told, Russell. How many times have we told them all this? How many times?
Oh, yeah.
How many times have we been right?
Tell me if I'm wrong, Joseph. The day that President Trump won the election, that next day, the next time we had a radio show after that, we fucking laid out what was going to happen 3.5 years ago, brother, and we were spot on.
Yep. We just didn't know when they was going to do this. You know, I listened to the broadcast again over and over. We just didn't know when they were going to plan this out. This pandemic, we predicted that. Back in March, I said, and even Virgil had his doubts. I said, they're going to burn the entire United States down with us. Look what's going on
and
now.
And how about this? Bill Gates there, who, by the way, you search all the pictures you want to. Show me a picture of that motherfucker with a mask on.
Right.
Okay, you won't find one. But here's the shit, right? China and TikTok stealing data on America. Gates and Fauci, big buddies and big buddies to China. And what does our government do? Guess who bought TikTok?
China.
Guess who bought TikTok, bro?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Bill Gates.
I know. Yep.
You know,
look at all these Democrat governors, even our governor, fighting in with China, buying all their supplies from China. All this bullshit.
Oh, yeah, well, they get big kickbacks in China, brother. Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew or nephew-in-law, whatever the fuck he is, just got busted with a $400-500 million purchase of supplies from China.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was getting a big kickback. They are supporting the people who did this. Look back. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Barack Obama, in 8 years, wiped out 50 years of work that Dr. Martin Luther King did and died for.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They have spawned
mm-hmm.
more racists in the last 8 years, especially in the last 6 months with this bullshit. And don't tell me this or that. This started under Trump. That started under Trump. That's bullshit. BLM, Antifa, Antifa, whatever you want to call those little fucksticks, all began under Obama, Biden. All right.
They're actually here way before that, though. They were here during the Reagan years because Reagan was talking about them, warned us about them.
They wasn't known as Antifa or BLM until the Obama administration. Oh yeah, communists have been here since fucking the beginning. All right, but they used to be dealt with harshly and quickly.
Yep. Not anymore. You know, the thing I'm disgusted with, you know, I mean, we're literally at war. It's just not officially announced yet. We're at war. Civil war. It's right here, right now.
Oh, it's been going on for a while. It's just, it hasn't reached across the whole country yet, but it's coming quickly. And I tell you what, and I wasn't kidding a while ago, when I lose everything and I have to put my animals down, I am going dark, and may God have mercy on these fuckers, because I will not, and I'm coming, and y'all don't know what fucking dark is.
Right, right. But as long as you keep in contact with me and Virgil, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, everybody in the United States is fed up with this bullshit. But my question is, y'all ain't doing nothing. You're still griping and complaining. When are you going to get up off your asses? We're starting to see some, but not all, not a lot. I'm seeing a little, but not all.
Look, Joseph, these motherfuckers ain't going to get off their asses. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit there and put on their full armor of God, which isn't ballistic, by the way. I hope y'all fucking realize that. It isn't ballistic, right? And they're going to hide behind their Bibles, and they're going to sit in their houses till they get burned out, raped, and beheaded. And the whole time, they're going to be crying. You know what? It's me and my boys are rolling through there, and we see you cowards in trouble. You know what? We got somewhere we're going to, all right? We're just going to wave and say, good luck. We'll say a prayer for you. How's that full of armor and God working out for you?
All right. I mean, you've heard me preach on that many times, you know, and it's like, my pastor would tell you, I have a good pastor, and he'll tell you the same thing you're preaching there right there, Russell. He'll tell you that same thing you're preaching right there.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm telling you right now. If I'm, all you have to do is look at a little bit of history to see that I'm correct on it. God has left the building, all right? And don't get me wrong, I believe God, I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior, the whole spew. And but I'm going to tell you right now, God has left the building because his people are cowards. They are fucking cowards. And you know what? Look, we all know that the Jewish people, those of Judah, were God's chosen people. I mean, it states it through and through the Bible and stuff like that. And look what happened to them when they were cowards. Can you say World War II? They stood there. They let their weapons be taken away. They allowed themselves to be shuffled off to concentration camps. They did not put up a fight. They believed they could vote out evil. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, you know. And we're seeing that now in today. History repeating itself. You know, it's scary as hell to see it. But, you know, I hate to say it, but me, Virgil, Russell, quite a few of us, we're laughing at a lot of you because we warned you. We warned you it was coming. Now you're crying and crying about it, not knowing what to do. Well, we told you what to do.
Right. And look how emboldened these people have got. Was it last night, the night before, we had two more law enforcement officers get ambushed. Guy walked up to the car, raised a gun, and just started shooting them. Now, if they would have defended themselves, they would be in jail. Oh, well, you shot this poor friggin' terrorist. Oh, you bad, bad police officer. You know what? Police, law enforcement officers are quitting, retiring, dragging up everywhere. And you know what? I don't blame them a bit. I don't blame them one damn bit. Because it's all
Democrats, Republicans alike.
And if you think the Republicans are going to save you, you damn sure haven't been following anything. Where's the Senate? Where's Mitch McConnell on any of it? They're dead in the water. Because you know what? They want these investigations to come to an end just as badly as the Democrats do. Because once again, they are just as guilty as the Democrats. We have been played as a country for decades. And let me tell you something right now. There is no two-party government system here. They are all owned and run by the corporation, and basically what you're seeing here is a corporate takeover of America. Every small business is being destroyed. The only thing left is going to be the mega corporations and that kind of bullshit. The bankers, right? We've got people hurt everywhere and stuff like that. Are they showing these people any mercy? No, they're not. Not at all. It's all about them and the money. And if you heard one fucking politician, including President Trump, stand up and speak against these fuckers, name one. I challenge you. Come on, call in. Tell me one politician that's called up and spoken against these bankers that are absolutely slaying people that are already in trouble because of it. You won't find one. You won't want anywhere, because they are owned, all of them, by the banks and the corporations. Please, somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
And who owns the banks or the corporations? The Rothschilds. Who else? I can't. There's a couple more. Rothschild, who owns a lot of it, and they're control.
Rothschild, Rockefellers. Oh, and here we go with the Russian collusion again and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you how much money the Russians donated to the Trump campaign last time. $0. You know how much money the Russians pumped into the Clinton Foundation? Look it up, people. It's on record. Over $145 million.
Mm-hmm. Look who's funding the Biden campaign. Check it out. Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Antifa, BLM, organizers, they just forked in about several million dollars. Bloomberg. I keep going. If you don't believe me, look up Antifa.com. Look where the phone goes to.
Speaking about that little Napoleon complex, he just pumped $100 million into the Biden campaign in Florida so they could spend money other places. I mean, these fuckers are so damn corrupt, and they're going to cheat, and they're going to lie. And when this election is stolen, you know what's going to happen? The American people are just going to bow down and go, gee, what happened? And you know what? If y'all think y'all are voting for Biden, y'all are. God, I've got rock fucking driveway smarter than a fucker, right? Biden is dementia ridden. Badly. Okay, I mean Badly. He is out of there. That is a fact. All right. As soon as this election opens, I'm gonna tell you right now, if they win 6 months, Biden steps down for health reasons, and this ultra left wing piece of shit named Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is seen being all chummy and chummy with the guy who pushed through the legislation for pedophilia in California.
Newsom?
I forget his name right off the top of my head. But they're all chummy. Let me tell you something else. If you're a Democrat, you're not supporting change or anything else like that. You're supporting the murder of children, the butchering and selling of their parts. When I say the murder of children, I'm talking about right up to the time they're born, killing them. All right? Higher taxes, being part of the global community, pedophilia. This is their platform, all right? This is their platform, and people still support these things. And I'll tell you what, if you support these people in any way, shape, or form, I have nothing but a seething, all right? Emphasize seething disgust for you as a human being.
Right. All right. And here's the thing with that, with what you said, you know, the platform is all about evil and destruction and control and power. That's all it is. They don't care about anything. They don't care about nobody.
Well, you know, they just blocked an attempt to try to get some relief to people again because they didn't get the billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. They wanted to bail out these blue state governors who allowed their states to burn, have pension plans they can't pay. They are corrupt both financially and morally, all right? And they want to talk about Black Lives Matter. Let me tell you, man, 11 people were killed and 50 were shot in Lightfoot, Chicago this past weekend, all right? Where's Black Lives Matter? Is anybody protesting over there? Black Lives Matter, millions upon millions of dollars being pumped into them from overseas governments, China, left-wingers, elitists, and stuff. Have they rebuilt one business? Have they did one friggin' scholarship? Tell me exactly. Somebody, come on, participate in it. Somebody name one fucking thing that BLM has done for black people since its inception in 2009. Huh? Name one thing. Right. Come on, all you supporters. Name one.
Right.
You can't. You know why? Because there's fucking nothing.
About the only thing to have them is open up the door for commit crimes to anybody in any place they want to do. That's about the only thing they've done.
Oh, yeah. And then you have your IRS, your DOG, your FBI chasing patriots around, investigating us, harassing us, threatening us. If you don't sit in the seat, we'll fucking put together something to fucking hang on you. You know,
A tree.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm twisted a little tight tonight, and I don't apologize for that at all, but I'm just going to state it. I am twisted a little tight tonight. But it just absolutely stuns me to the core of my being that the majority of you refuse to believe or see the systemic corruption that is the FBI. That is the DOJ, that is the CIA, that is the corp, that is the banksters, all right? And then you got Biden running around, been in office for 46 years, blaming Trump for what's wrong with the country, and after 46 years of fucking up, selling us out, and anything else imaginable, all of a sudden, he's the guy who's going to fix everything. Really, people?
Right.
Really? All right. BLM,
and now he doesn't even know where he is. He was actually speaking in a cornfield today, and everybody's like, what the fuck? Why is he speaking in a cornfield?
you know?
BLM and FIFA. Really, BLM? Really? Y'all do this, that, slavery, reparation. Tear down any fucking thing that had anything to do with the South and slavery and the Civil War because it's all racist. But yet y'all support a woman whose family was one of the biggest slavers in Jamaica. But it's not her fault what her ancestors did. But it's our fault what ours did. Y'all has hypocrisy is just unimaginable.
And she's not even black.
And y'all are stupid enough to think people are going to believe that. Well, let me tell you, you bring your fucking grace war. You bring it. Please, bring it.
And she's not
bring
even black. She's not even African. She's not even black. There's no trace of African in that family. I mean, what the hell? I mean, really?
Let me tell you something. The only African DNA that whore has on her came out of Willie Brown's dick.
Right. Well,
there you go. Hey, we're going to have one of our favorites on the show tomorrow. You're going to enjoy. You remember Jonathan Garcia, who was running for governor up in Georgia? He's going to be back on tomorrow, so we'll have a field day with him and everything. But I tell you, man, I mean, we get so many warnings out there and stuff, and it's just, you know, I'm about to pull the plug, I'll be honest with you, but I don't want to because I want to keep going. I want to keep warning people out there about all this, but
I would like to talk to you NFL fans out there, okay? Let me tell you something. I grew up watching Dallas Cowboys on my grandpa's knee. There was not a bigger NFL fan walking the country. That may be somewhat debatable, but what I tell you, if I wasn't the biggest, I was right there at the top of the list. But let me tell you, the NFL is not what it once was. It is now nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, the majority of the players are themselves thugs, rapists, wife beaters. You don't go through a season without hearing half a dozen cases of that shit. And now, in all their wisdom, they decided to go full fucking rogue, fuck the American people. They have no, they now openly support thugs, racists, arsonists, wife beaters, pedophiles. They wear them on their helmet. They kneel for the fucking national anthem. These are nothing but pathetic thugs with no backbone, all right? And I damn sure don't need some friggin' multi-millionaire friggin' football player lecturing me on fucking white privilege. All right, go fuck yourself, roughly with a barrel cutter. All
right,
but I'm gonna tell you right now, if you are turning on that TV to watch NFL football, the NBA, and Major League Baseball is now involved with their little BLM fucking shit on the pitcher's mounds. I'm going to tell you, if you watch that and support that, you are spineless, and you openly support these things, because by watching them, you are paying their salaries to keep this shit going. Now, nobody wants – now, I want the NFL back. I don't want nothing to do with this cesspool. I'm not going to watch another game until this bullshit comes to an end. But if you're watching, you're supporting, and you're condoning this behavior, you're condoning them putting rapists and arsonists and pedophiles on their helmets, you are condoning all this if you turn on that game. All right, and all I can say to you, if you are that desperate that you are a spineless fuck and you need to get off the couch and find something to do.
And look what they did last Saturday, or was it this Saturday, when the NFL kneeled for old Jacobs or whatever his name is, who was a rapist, raped a 14-year-old. Now just imagine being 14 and raped by a dude. And they're honoring this guy. Imagine what she's going through.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that. Imagine being a 14-year-old girl who was repeatedly beaten and raped by this thug. And you're sitting there, and the NFL comes on and glorifies your rapist. Your rapist is a national hero because these thugs said so. Can you imagine the trauma that put that 14-year-old girl through? And you've got to ask yourself, what the exact fuck is wrong with these people, man?
Not only that.
It's disgusting.
Right. And not only that, brother, and then we got Netflix exposing minors. Called a movie called Cuties. We got them after doing all this shit, exploiting them and everything. I mean, what the fuck is the world coming to? Really?
Oh, did you see their, after all the backlash hit from that, did you see Netflix corporate statement that came out? Their corporate statement was pretty much, well, you know, the majority of our stuff is pedophilia free. What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. They just told on themselves, you know, and Jim Jordan is like, oh, these guys need to go down. They need to be, you know, why aren't they arrested?
Exactly, man. You know, and and Facebook, Twitter, okay, there are antitrust laws, all right? Nobody from Amazon, nobody is supposed to be allowed to get so big that they crush anybody that tries to come up against them. That's not supposed to happen in America. We had all kinds of antitrust laws suits back in the 70s and 80s, okay? AT was busted up. Houston Lighting and Power was busted up. There were several other large conglomerates that were busted up under antitrust suits. But you have Amazon, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, have all these huge companies that nobody can compete against, and if you get close to fucking competing to you, they crush you, all right? So you want
to be exposed.
I'm going to ask a question and then I'm going to answer it. So why hasn't there been any antitrust lawsuits filed against these people? The answer is they own your government.
And most of it's run by the feds and by the CIA, promoting all the child pornography, promoting the human trafficking that's going on. How do we know? Because we exposed it, some of it on this show. Other shows have exposed it. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the fact.
What are we still doing in Afghanistan? We're guarding the poppy fields for the CIA and Big Pharma. They got to have them poppy fields to make those fucking, what's the drug everybody, they were talking about everybody being hooked on? I'm having my brain fart
opiates.
Yeah, they got to have their poppy for all the opiates, man. That's big profit.
Same drugs that hooked my son up, you know. There's some things I could say about that, but I won't. I'll just keep quiet because I'll just go off on that. But it ruined a lot of lives.
Yeah, it's all about money.
Yep. They don't care how old you are.
Still nobody. The only person that's fucked with Big Pharma on our part has been Trump. Has he done a great job? I don't know. I know he's got something accomplished on it, but somebody still needs to tell me why the same drug that cost 30 cents in India, Pakistan, or Mexico, or Buenos Aires, or any country like that, cost $1, and here it's $30.
Plus, just because they get the kickback. They all got to have their kickback.
It's called the insurance scam. You know?
Like with
talk about a scam, okay? You go in there, you pay all this big money for this insurance, and you go in there, you get your whatever supply it is, you get 30, 90-day supply or something like that, you know. Let's just say 30-day supply or something like that, right? And that stuff would have cost you $3 in India. But with your insurance, the great insurance we've all got to have, it costs you $30 here. And, boy, you're thinking, you've been so fucking programmed, you think you're saving money, that you're getting something.
I'll put a good example, brother. I'm supposed to be on nitroglycerin and heart medicine. Well, I can't afford it because my insurance doesn't pay for it. Why is that? Why doesn't it pay for it? I have to pay for it out of pocket. You know how much that is out of pocket? Just for nitroglycerin.
What medicine? Oh, nitroglycerin.
Yep. You know how much it is? Is a pop just for one pill?
How much?
$50. About $50, $50 to $100 for one pill.
For a bottle. How long is that? Let me ask you a question to emphasize the robbery that is. How long has that drug been around? How long have they been handing out nitroglycerin tablets, huh? 50, 60, 70
time.
Years? Yeah. Do you know why? Because they can get away with it, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way they don't have a cure for cancer.
You know, my doctor checked me out.
No
like,
way they don't.
You're on your heart medicine. So I go, I can't afford to pay it.
Cancer is a mega $1 billion a year business. So they're not going to hand out a cure for that shit. It's a mega billion. America, you don't understand. Oh my God! I guess I'm a stupid friggin' idiot because I don't have to word the words to get through to the American people. You are being so abused and used. You ought to feel like a $3 whore. You really ought.
Right.
Because let me tell you, they steal from your paycheck. They steal for insurance. They tax you federally. They give state taxes, city, county taxes, city taxes, tax,
car, vehicle taxes.
Vehicle
tax. I just got taxed on that. Not too long ago.
And then they charge you 28 cents a gallon of gas tax to pay for roads, and then they put in toll roads built by illegals and foreign companies, and then they charge you to drive on those.
Yep. And they fall apart later on. You have to redo them again once every so often.
You know, I mean, America, what the fuck is wrong with you? All right? You know, and here we go. You know, the virus this, the virus that. It's a fucking scam. It's been a scam since day one. But you still have them out there preaching it. The CDC revised their numbers. Now, this is like 2 weeks ago, so I'm sure it's changed some. From 150-whatever thousand it was to 10,300, all right?
That's real lower than that. They lowered it. They lowered it, brother. 6%. 6% now.
Well, no, I don't give a fuck about a percentage. I'm talking about actual deaths here, all right? They lowered it from 150,000 to 10,300. The rest are all bullshit inflated numbers. Have you seen one motherfucking news network change those numbers? No. They preach those big fake numbers every day because they are all involved, including the Fox News, involved in this propaganda. They are fighting for all they're worth, take over this country. And the majority of you, because you're fucking cowards, are falling for it, all right? You know what? You're going to die, all right? You're going to die, and believe what you want to, but you so-called Christians believe that the day you were born, the time... on the time and place your death was set. Okay? God knows everything. He has a plan for you. He knows the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Okay? So, why the fuck are you scared of the virus? Why?
Right.
If it's your time to go, it is your time to go. Nothing's going to save
you. Scared.
It's
I can answer that, brother. I can answer that. They're scared because they basically have given up on God and don't believe God is their savior. That's the reason why.
No, but they sit in church every Sunday and they're going to judge you and me and everybody around them.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't even my pastor will tell you that doesn't matter. You can go to church every day that you want to, but if you don't believe that Christ isn't your savior,
if you don't have a personal relationship with God, is what it boils down to. Now, you're not going to catch me in church. You're not going to, okay? I have no use whatsoever for organized religion. Organized religion has killed more people than Stalin, Mao Zedong, Stalin all combined. All right. Organized religion is now. If there's a good church that's teaching the truth, should you go there? Yes, you should.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's all become
about doctrine. Well, you know, if you go to this church, it's this doctrine. If you go to that church, it's that doctrine. And we're this church and we're that church.
Well, here's the thing. That's why I say, you want a good church, brother, go see. Find you a good Southern Baptist, like fundamental independent Baptist churches. Those are the best churches to go to because they don't believe in the government controlling them. They don't believe in any of that shit.
I'm not going to a Baptist church. Those are some of the biggest fucking drunks I've ever known in my life.
I'm just saying, a fundamental independent church, you know, they're you've heard me talk about, you know, my church a lot and everything, and I love my church because pastor gets right down to the truth. I mean, that's where I get a lot of my preaching from. And I put it out there on the earlier when I can.
You show me where it says in the Bible you shouldn't drink. You shouldn't be drunker.
Right.
But they're going to sit there and tell me that if I have a fucking cold beer after a hard day at work, I'm going to hell. Nah, you got to shove it as far up your ass and you can get it.
You know how many cold beers I've had, brother? You know, I guess we're both going. You know, but it's up to us. It's our choices. That's why, you know, God gave us the freedom to choose. It's up to us how we choose. You want to follow him,
yeah,
have a relationship. That's what it's all about. If you have a relationship with God, you know, let's up to you how you choose to use it.
Well, like I said, I did. My faith has taken a hammering here lately. I'm about to slam the door shut on it, brother, because he's missing in action as far as where I'm concerned. Stood for him. I stood for right. I fought this evil, and he's let the enemies be victorious at this point. And I'm just, you know, honestly, honestly, I think I've lost my faith. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're just like everybody else, brother. You're to that point. You're at that point, not the rest of us, you know, and everything. And it's hard to say. It's hard to say at this point because, you know.
I'm really beyond that point, brother. I've been harassed by all these agencies. In the last 4 months, this is going to be the sixth week that there was no work. The other weeks, I've drawn half a paycheck. As I said earlier, I'm at the point of financial demise. Nowhere left to go. There's nowhere left to get any money. I'm hanging on by the... was barely hanging on. This week of no work is gonna fucking put the gonna drive the fucking dagger to the heart. As I said earlier, when it gets to the point where I have to put my animals down because I'm not gonna take them to a shelter and have them wondering why they were abandoned. I love them like they were family to me.
I take them off the hands for a while, you know.
Do what?
So I wish I had the room where I take them off the hands for a while till you get on your feet again. But so I got 8 dogs over here, you know, so we're pretty crowded.
They wouldn't understand nothing like that, Joe. I appreciate that,
right,
and I thank you for that, brother. But
right,
they go with me. They sleep with me. They are part of me. And
right,
that's just that. But anyway, we're getting close to the halfway point there, brother.
I'm getting close to that time to sign off, but... I tell you what, brother, you know, anything, you know, contact me, Virgil, and stuff, if anything happens, and let us know what's going on and stuff, you know, because you're just part of this family big time, you know, and, you know, we'll do anything we can to help you.
Well, I have no doubt that y'all would, but, and I'll keep that in mind, but I really don't think there's, anything that can be done there, but I will keep that in mind. I thank you, America. Thank y'all for listening to us tonight. I do love y'all. I am a little pissed at y'all. Y'all need to stand up. It's past time. And as we told y'all before, we, you know, Joseph and I, Virgil, even back to the time when Hurricane was still here with us, we told y'all since day that President Trump got elected. This is what comes.
And
started cleaning the swamp. We warned y'all. We told y'all, and y'all didn't listen, and y'all decided to hide and be cowards when your country needs you the most. That don't mean that I don't love you guys, but I sincerely don't have anything for y'all. So
right.
God bless the country. Keep our president safe. And this is Gunny out. We'll talk to you later, Joe.
All right. I like better fitting tomorrow because I'm going to have Jonathan Garcia on, who's running for governor up there in Georgia. And we had a blast with him on the show last time. So I am trying to get Marjorie Taylor on the show back on here and everything. But she's so busy. She's going to give me a schedule. So we'll have her on the show.
Yeah, John was a hoot, so it should be fun tomorrow.
All right, you guys. We're going to sign off. We'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same channel. So you all be safe out there. Y'all, good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Whoever midnight headlights, find you on a rainy night, keep it up ahead, summer down, making no time.